This is a Thrive episode, ongoing professional development for print and packaging teams. And now we'll move into today's session.
All right. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another America's Print Association Network marketing brief. These briefs are benefits of your America's Print Association Network membership. They are designed to be short and tactical, give you something to think about, maybe teach you something new, or frame something a little bit differently with regard to marketing. And we do these on the first three Thursdays of every month, one on sales, one on marketing, and one on company culture. And my name is Kelly Malazzi, and I've been working in the printing industry for 32 years. I got started in sales and have done sales and sales management and equipment sales and all kinds of interesting things. And I am very, very interested in how our industry carries forward, given all kinds of interesting things going on. So that's the framing of who I am and why you're here. And today we are going to be talking about something I think pretty interesting, something that was new to me. And I'm gonna read you a text that I got from my friend Bill Farquharson. Some of you might know Bill. He is a pundit in our industry. I'd say he's a thought leader on all things sales when it comes to the print industry. And he and I have known each other for probably more than 20 years. And back in February, I got a text from Bill that said this. Now I lost it. Hold on. Sorry. I got a text that said, "Are you familiar with the phrase long tail, high intent keyword searches?" And I was like, "I am not. I'm kind of dumb. So no, I have no idea what you're talking about." And he proceeded to send me a video about it. And very interestingly, it changed the way I think about, in my limited understanding of SEO and all the things to do with technology with regard to websites and social media and how we talk about things. So what I want to do is frame what the heck is a high intent long tail keyword. So that's really what we're here to talk about. So what I do recognize about this for you, those of you that are here live, this is probably a topic that is going to need a lot more discussion. And so what I am here to tell you is I will go along on this journey with you. I will learn with you as we go, and I will remain committed to making sure that for the purposes of how you market your printing company and how you're talking about things out in the world, myself and all your colleagues and everybody are here to try to make sense of this and to try to help. So for the purposes of this very brief conversation, what I want you to think about yourself is how differently you use your search engines today than you did even a year or two ago. So I can only speak from my own experience, but I remember not that long ago typing into a search engine Thai restaurants, and maybe the results would come up that there would be some Thai restaurants anywhere in the world, maybe near me, maybe not. Maybe there would be articles about Thai restaurants. Maybe there would be a TV show about Thai restaurants, right? Today, when I'm looking for a Thai restaurant, I might say, "Tell me all the Thai restaurants within 15 miles of my house who have gluten-free options, have ample parking, and take reservations." Very, very different way that we're searching. And through context clues, you can understand that high intent means the words I'm putting into the search engine, I'm putting into that search engine because I'm ready to go, right? I am ready to make a decision. I am ready to make a purchase. I am ready to consume something very intentionally, very specifically, and in a very timely way. So that is how I want you to understand why we're talking about this, why it matters to you, and what are some things that you can do to make sense of this, right? So this premise is that people are not just putting things into search engines because they're curious. They are putting things into search engines because they've got something they need to do. And I want you to think about a 27-year-old marketing associate who had somebody throw something on her desk today that said, "Hey, we're gonna do this postcard campaign, figure it out." And then imagine how that person is going to go about executing on that plan. So we know it is documented that in this new world of high intent, long tail keyword searches, the conversion rates are much higher, right? Because if a person is ready to go, again, they're not just typing in minivans, they're typing in, I want an all-wheel drive minivan with a roof rack that has less than 50,000 miles on it that is in a dealership closer than 50 miles away from me, right? This is signaling I am ready to make a decision. I am ready to purchase. So we understand that if we can wrap our arms around this, we can benefit. If we can wrap our arms around how to make this work for us, even if it means we might have to invest some time and resources and money into it, we are going to show ROI because this is the world that we're living in, that people are using it. They're using search engines to make things happen and they are ready to go. So that's what I really want you to think about here. So when we think about the printing industry, and if you look at the printing companies that are actively posting relevant content on their blog, they're actively and regularly updating the language on their websites to currently reflect the current problems that they're solving and the customers that they're serving and why they do what they do, you might see that some are still operating in a world where the key word is direct mail, right? Instead of something like highly personalized, highly reflective, direct mail that speaks to a specific subset of a population, right? So we are in a world of varying degrees of sophistication when it comes to how people are talking about print, whether or not they're talking about it on social media, whether or not they've revisited their website over the course of the last several years to update it and make it more reflective of what the world looks like today. So imagine that a good lot of your competitors are still operating in that old paradigm that I just need to talk about direct mail and all my keywords are around that. So one of the ways that I want you to think about this and I want you to frame how you take this information forward is the idea that people are using search engines to solve problems because you are the solution to a lot of organizations, companies, and individuals' problems. And they see the fact that they don't know where to go to get wide format or a vehicle wrapped or some postcards printed or help with launching a successful event. That is a problem and you are the solution. So when you frame your content and you create experiences that reflect that, you will become what pops up in the search engines and in the searches because your content and the words you use are aligned with the way that people are searching today. So what we call that is an opportunity gap. To be one of the first ones to embrace it and move forward with it means you will have an advantage over your competition. So here's the new thing I learned while I was doing research for this topic, which is there is something called keyword platforms. Did you know about this? I didn't. So maybe you know more than me, and I'm very glad to know that. But when we are talking about, okay, this is great, high intent, long tail keywords, how the heck do I know what those are? The answer to that is there are tools like Google Keyword Planner that is a free feature of AdWords Selects. There is something called SEMrush. There is something called Moz Keyword Explorer, where you can, just like you are prompting and feeding information to your AI platforms, you can feed this information about the industry, about the problems that you solve, tell it as much as you can about what you're after, who are you trying to attract, and it will help you develop those keywords. Another kind of more low impact way to do that would be to pay attention to the language that your customers are using when you are talking to them. This means asking the CSRs, what are the customers asking for? What are they talking about? It's asking the salespeople, what are the customers asking about? What are your conversations like? Because you can start to formulate content that will match up with what is happening in real time on the telephone and in the emails and in person with all of your customer-facing employees. So it might also look like industry specific words. So it might be utilizing something like that, but saying, what are the problems facing nonprofits when it comes to how they are approaching direct mail, or how they are approaching fundraising, or how they are approaching alumni relations? And that's the kind of way that when you feed that stuff in, and again, you can also do this with your AI. You could say, in the world of long tail, high intent keyword searches, what should I be talking about in my LinkedIn posts? What should I be talking about in my blog? How should I change the copywriting on my website to reflect this new paradigm? So it is about challenging everything about the way you're doing things today and thinking about what needs to change. So it's a deep dive look at the copy on your website. It's a deep dive on what you're posting on your blog. It's a deep dive on what you're talking about on social media. So how do we prioritize what the right keywords are? This is all about your ideal customer profile. You can't talk about marketing without talking about the ICP. And we've talked about this on other briefs, but if we need to talk more about ICP, please reach out to me after this and tell me that, and we will create more experiences and opportunities around this. Because again, there's a hybrid way to do this, which is taking the anecdotal information that you know about your customers and starting to paint a picture. Who is this person? What are they looking for? What motivates them? How do they make decisions? All of that information goes into your ideal customer profile. It could be based on vertical markets. It could be based on role. So for example, it could be that you have a really great solution for pharmaceutical companies. It could be that you find immense success working with chief marketing officers or product managers. So the more information you can feed into any platform, whether it be a keyword explorer planner platform, or whether it's your AI, your robots themselves, the more information you can give them about your best customers, and that could be buying behaviors, it could be responsiveness, it could be role, it could be vertical market. There's a lot of things that go into that. But it's like almost creating an amalgam of your favorite, best, most profitable customers. And then thinking about everything that you talk about through their eyes. What am I telling them about how I help them solve problems? What am I telling them about how I make their lives easier? What am I telling them about how what I provide makes them better, faster, stronger, more responsive, more successful? That's everything that has to do with how we zero in on how we prioritize this. So for example, if you're doing wide format and retail is one of your big verticals, centering things around the fact that malls are struggling right now is a really good way to talk about how graphics and experiential marketing can help increase traffic in malls and stores, right? So those are examples of how you could actually put this into practice right now. So finally, we want to talk about, okay, great. I know I have a sense of what those long tails are. I have a sense of how my customers might be searching for things. I have a sense of how I solve problems, how I add value, how I am of service. Great. Now what? Right? So what I want you to think about here is, again, putting that stuff into your website verbatim. The same exact way that people are searching for it are the things that should be appearing on your website as explicitly as we help solve the problem of response rates in direct mail for nonprofits, or we provide better response rates for retail channels when they are trying to retain existing customers. That's the language. It's matching up what the search is with what you're actually saying on your website. And not only your website, your blogs too. So imagine that you decided that you wanted to write a blog about how you are an expert on all things postal. So you ask your robots to write you a 600-word blog about 5 ways to stay on top of postal discounts and offers. And then you ask your robots after they've created that, now make sure that you have created this with the intent of high intent, long tail keywords. That's the kind of secret sauce of how to make sure that you're doing this to the best of your ability using every tool available to you today. So we definitely want to think about creating targeted content for specific problems or specific products or specific services. So that it could be a piece of content for every single one of those that you offer, right? Maybe there's one on direct mail, there's one on postal affairs, there's one on wide format, there's one on vehicle wraps, there's one on personalization, there's one on maybe it's something to do with specialty finishes, or there's something about the fact that you can now use scented paper in your direct mail, things like that. It really is creating a whole stable of ideas and content and problems that you can talk about on your website, in your blog, and in your social media.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.